This is an Amber exclusive.
It's no secret that I want you to suck cock. Hello, LDW is a femdom site. We make cocksuckers and we train them too. This isn't the first call to arms post that I have written to serve as an inspiration for cocksucking either. You may remember my blogs, Suck More Cock in 2015, and Time for Some Fresh Filth in 2016. Clearly, I am committed to corrupting the hell out of you, and I tend to choose the beginning of the year to stir you to action. So I just got off the phone with someone telling me that they were the biggest fag ever and that they loved cock. We launched into some deeper details, and while it was apparent to me that they had actually sucked cock before, even they admitted they don't do it often. He has only sucked 4 cocks in the last 2 months. The way that he spoke about the taste of cum being in the heat of the moment, it made me sad to hear him say he doesn't have a lot of opportunities. Clearly, it's not for lack of cock. Cock is everywhere. Social media, people matching sites, sexy classified ads, that's sexy with a triple X. Bars, glory holes, dirty bookstores, take your pick. The truth is, if you love cock and you're not getting enough, it's because of you. So I asked my caller what his all-time fave hobby was, non-sexual. And he told me how much he loves the outdoors. I then asked him how many times he's made time to be outdoors and in nature in the last 2 months. He replied that he's made a lot of time for the outdoors lately. He does it as much as he can. There was a real passion in his voice for nature. So after the violin stopped, I was like, yeah, let's get real. It's time you sucked cock for me. If you love cock but make no time for it, don't come crying to me. If you want more cock in your life, take a stand for it. Think of other things that you love and enjoy besides cock, and consider how much time you make for those other things. Those non-sexual things. As you can see, the time exists. You just suck at prioritizing. I challenge this cocksucker to take his passion, zeal, and priority for outdoor activities and apply the same interest and effort into cock. I told him to spend the remainder of June doing just this. Yes, the outdoors are relaxing and he should not stop loving nature, but cocksucking is subspace. No contest. So now it's your turn. If you crave cum and the heat of cock connection, take a moment to consider how you spend your time. Set some goals, move some things around, and make it happen. You are in charge of your own cum consumption. Move out of your own way, bitch. This has been an Amber exclusive. You can call me 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Amber.